surprise to you, will it?
No, I think we all knew that he would be sacked after the game last night. We all expected the team to get thrashed, and it did. You know, I wonder whether Carol Fry expected to be there after the game. I don't think so, somehow.
I'm not sure if you were able to listen in to the interview that Stephen Henderson gave there, the goalkeeper, after last night's game. It's come to something when he has to come out and speak to the media because no one else from the club will do so, hasn't it?
Well, I think it's an illustration of how badly run and unprofessional the club is, to be honest with you. And I don't just point the finger at Carol Fry. I think the chief executive, the chairman and the owner, you know, have to be put on the spot over this. The club is a shambles from top to bottom. And I probably exempt most of the players from that, and certainly Stephen Henderson and Johnny Jackson, because this isn't a quarrel that we have with the players. Whether some of them are good enough and whether they're being organised in the right way is another matter. But the issue that the fans have is very squarely with the board of directors and the owner. It's not with the players.
The players themselves have come out and said they'll reimburse travelling fans, as you know from what Johnny Jackson had said, who made the trip to Huddersfield last night. What does this silence from the management team tell you, though? Does that tell you that the players are having to stand up and be leaders when the people above them won't?
Well, I think the players know as well as the fans do that, that the club is a shambles, and they know that the people leading the club are not up to the job, frankly. And I feel sorry for them in that respect, but at least they're paid to go out there on the pitch, where the fans are paying out, you know, with the possible exception of last night, their hard-earned money to go to matches, and they're basically being rewarded with rubbish.
Do you have any confidence? We're hearing that there will be a board to appoint the next manager rather than simply appointing someone from one of the other Du Châtelet clubs, which seems to have happened over the last three or four appointments. Do you have any confidence, any more confidence in that system than has been the case so far?
Well, I'm hearing that they're going to look at appointing a British manager or a British experienced manager, and that is certainly what's required. But if they try and do it on the cheap, and if they try and do it in the short term, with a view to going back to these mad ideas that the owner's got next season, then I don't think it'll be successful. We're already in a very serious position, and we probably need up to 30 points from the last 20 games of the season. In two or three or four games' time, it's really going to be a hopeless position, I think, because you just can't see the squad with the morale within the club turning round. Mathematically it might be possible, but to get 10 wins, or the equivalent of that with draws as well, is a huge challenge with the players we've got and with the level of disorganisation that there is within the club.
I'm interested to know, with the fans coming together, the different groups that were involved and coming together under CARD, how many have come to you that have actually said, I'm not going this season? You know, season ticket holders who just basically said, I can't put up with it at the moment.
Well, the club has publicly admitted that 3,000 out of 10,000 season ticket holders don't go to games on average. And that figure is higher. I mean, there was a recent game before Christmas against Bolton when I understand there were only 7,200 people in the ground. The announced attendance was near 13,000. So it's obvious to anybody who goes to the Valley that large numbers of season ticket holders are not going. And I think, you know, if they get relegated and there's no end to this Châtelet ownership, it's very hard to see who is going to buy a season ticket next season and who will be there.
Peter Varney spoke to BBC Radio London on Saturday. He said that he'd tried to come up with a solution, tried to get money together, investors together, to offer to take over from Roland Du Châtelet. That offer was rejected, we heard. What do you make of that?
Well, I think all Charlton supporters have got a level of confidence in Peter because of his history with the club, because of the fact we know that he's a fan. We know also he's got his commitment to Ebbsfleet United, which means that he wouldn't be coming back to the club. But if anybody can bring forward an investor and can retrieve this situation, it's certainly Peter. You know, I've known Peter for many years, and I have total confidence in him.
Have you spoken to any other clubs that have been through these sort of situations? I mean, one that springs to mind instantly is Cardiff, and how they were completely against the running of their club, but it was very difficult for them to have any action against the person in charge because he seemed to live in an ivory tower very far removed from where the ground was.
Yeah, I've not personally spoken to anybody at Cardiff, but obviously you look at these other clubs and in the past, you know, you're grateful that you're not in their situation, but we're in that situation now. I think Roland Du Châtelet is going to be a hard nut to crack. But he's got to have people on the ground willing to do his bidding, and as it becomes increasingly mad, I question how long those people are going to be around.
And you're a lifelong Charlton fan. Have you ever seen it this bad?
Well, I mean, the Cheltenham fans will always go back to the move to Selhurst Park in 1985, which was partly alleviated by the team getting promoted to the First Division, which was then the top flight. So I'm loath to say that this is worse than leaving the Valley, but I think the threat to the club is as big as when they left the Valley.
And the level of upset as well. You're only 3 points from safety, remarkably, given all that's happened. Do you still think that it can be turned around, or does that completely depend on what happens next?
You've got to change, just within the playing side and among the supporters, there's got to be a complete reversal of morale. And you're only going to do that by appointing somebody who's highly credible and can give real leadership, because that's what's not there at the moment. You're not going to do it by appointing somebody on the cheap on a short-term basis who the fans don't expect.